was already a statement has been made by the leadership of the party that it will make the party that is the PDP more stronger and stabilized. And that is the statement of the PDP. But one interesting thing is that one among them, which is telling you how African politics is all about, Babangida Aliyu, the governor of Niger State, came out in the tele, that is the channel television now, debunking that he is not among those that have taken that decision. And then he is still interested in discussing with the presidency so that they can resolve their difference. What it means is that we may expect a lot of surprises because it's not conclusive on their side. Because if a statement of that magnanimity will be made by the person leading them, that is Alhaji Obaraji, and at the same time, a governor who's supposed to be consulted, and he has not been consulted, he has not among them. That goes to tell you that PDP, under the leadership of Mr. President and Dr. Babangida Tuku, are all out for peace. And then they are all out for dialogue. They are all out to understand wherever there is a difference between the party and the followers. They are all out to amend it. So as President rightly said when he came back from London, that even if it is during election, this negotiation is ongoing. It is not something that you can hurriedly close the door in as much as that understanding. So you now know that instead of strong governors now, it has become the position. And the statement credited to Kao Baraji, where he said that the Kao Baraji, they have signed a document purportedly reporting seven governors have defected. That has become a nullity. It is now a document that should be amended. With the pronouncement of the governor of Niger State,
some political observers are saying that this defection will undermine President Goodluck Jonathan's attempt at re-election in the next general election. What is your take on that?
You see, President has said it in his last media chat, and it is to the hearing of the whole world, that, you see, whether I'm contesting or I'm not contesting, let the time count first. Before one says whatever he will say on Mr. President. But for now, the president is very categorical that it is offending the Electoral Act for him to make any statement on that issue. And if he is to make that statement, it will be to you. And it is not myself, the Deputy Police Secretary, that will say, if I say now President is contesting and then later he says he's not contesting. If I say he's not contesting, I say he's contesting. That is above me. It is the President himself that can say whether he's contesting or not. But all I know, the President has said it times without number that he is not going to utter a word as regards to his contest until when the time comes. That is 2014.
Some are saying that the APC keeps getting stronger because of this defection and because opposition groups have come together and that they pose a significant threat to the fortunes of the PDP in the next general election. What is your take on that?
Peter, where were you when a gubernatorial election was held in Anambra? And a testing ground for APC to establish whether it has become a national party or a regional party. The party that has won a higher significant of number is APGA, followed by PDP, and APC came to that. And now they are hollowing. They are going about making a lot of public cry writing a lot of propaganda that the election is has been witnessed with a lot of frauds and a lot of rigging. You see, you don't claim to become a national party while you don't have the followership. PDP has tested its fortunes several times by winning a lot of states. We were contemplating APC may likely do something in the Anambra election, but it came tough. So the issue is, it is not something through being a paper tiger, writing it on papers, sending it into internet that you are a strong party. It is only the ballot box and the number of votes you square that will determine whether you are a strong party or not. As far as Nigeria is concerned, as far as African country is concerned, there is no stronger party than PDP as of today. And I am betting you, wherever PDP is contesting, by the will of God, it can get the majority set in Nigeria.
Criticism has been that the PDP is complacent, has become complacent, and has lost touch with the average Nigerians, and that the party has become the party of the elite, and that is why the opposition keeps getting steam and keeps uniting to challenge and possibly defeat the PDP in the next general election. Do you think those assertions are unjustified?
Well, very, very wrong in the sense that, one, you see, if you see the setup of PDP, it has reached the grassroots in all the states. The PDP from the national down to what has chairman, secretary, treasurer, financial secretary, and all what not. So you see, you say it has become elitist. You are telling Nigerians that structure in the wards and the local governments are not there, which is not correct. You see, the local governments and the wards are working pari passu for the benefit of the citizens. The states and the federal government are working in tandem. So in this regard, you see it has a national separate. There is no local government in Nigeria where PDP is controlling the state that has no this structure. And each structure is functioning effectively. That is to say, if President Ola Jonathan is making light to Nigerians, repairing the power, dredging the Niger, making a lot of roads, supplying books and feeding to schools, building dilapidated schools and rehabilitation of schools. If the federal government is doing it, the state is equally doing it. The local government is doing it as well. So the issue is there is a circumlocution of all these efforts, and the manifesto of the PDP is very clear on this. There is a target which each state governor and local government chairman has to secure. And then when the national chairman, Dr. Mahmoud Atuku, is taking inventory, he will take the inventory of this performance based on the chart. So the question is, that's what I told you earlier, that if you look Nigerian position, the higher section that control the media is West. And that's where the APC came from. And that is where a lot of propaganda is being made. But even in Lagos, Peter, if you don't know, Lagos State, despite it is APC, when we had our last election, the House of Assembly has been won by a son of a former ambassador, Muslim Obanikoro, which, for that matter, is still in court. So it is because of how PDP works. That is what this effect has been in its favor. So it is not true that PDP has lost touch and that it's not doing what the general public or the citizenry of Nigerians are requiring. But what I want you to know, Peter, if you happen to become a leader, even if it is one day, if you have 20 friends, you are going to lose 18. And you will be left with two. Because leadership is a position where you develop a lot of enemies. That is the position. And that is what is happening in Nigeria. I am not only particularizing Mr. President and Dr. Babangida Tukur, but this is applicable to almost all the governors of the state. And it is not particular to PDP alone. It's a general statement.